Gratuitous Super Bowl Poem for Mike Webster, 1952 to 2002. Were math still a function he could execute, he might round it up to 25,000 times that he dug his cleats into the dirt at the line of scrimmage. He might recall that each huddle was followed by two snaps. The first as his wrist flicked the pigskin through his oak-like ankles, followed half a second later by the other snap when his helmet cudgeled his pate. Less than a decade after his retirement, he could hold no thought much longer than most plays last from hike to down. His frontal region abraded, scar tissue piled up behind his ever-widening glabella like an offensive line working against the clock. Buried beneath the lesions near his parietal bone, hidden inside the calcified creases of his motor cortex, gleams reflections of the four rings he reaped by mistaking his mug for ram's horns. His son's voices chipped off and collected in muddy pockets between eroding sutures. Those last years of life, his sentences fell like fumbled passes. Without any savings or medical insurance, he had to set his own rotten teeth into his gums with crazy glue. Used electrical tape to hold together two ramshackle femurs. Fans on the street might brush by him, nudging him to share a locker room fable, until he halted them by pleading for someone to help him figure out where he lived. Even shaving and brewing coffee became tasks as impenetrable as his shoulders once were whenever he aimed them like howitzers toward the end zone. Swathed in a jersey that swayed him to believe he was steel, he left the field as a hobbling mausoleum, decimated from 200 Sundays spent sacrificing his skull to the gridiron for a job that paid him above the going market rate to delete himself.